there are the first commandment of sales, and I hope I don't butcher this. Thou shalt love thy product, service, and industry. Did I get that thou correct?
Yes, very
okay.
good.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, the big question here is, I mean, you know what? So many speakers, people, you know, just go for it. Just do it like Nike says, go for your passion. You have to live your passion, you know, in order to make a life and to really live. I mean, listen, it's not a practice run. We get one shot at this thing called life. Make the most of it. What if somebody is in sales, selling a particular product? And you know what? When they got into that sales company or selling that product, they loved it. But as a lot of people do when they're, you know, early 20s, mid 20s to when they hit, you know, 30, 40, 45, maybe they've lost their passion of it. What would you suggest to somebody that is sitting in that position right now where they might be making some pretty good money in sales, but you know what? They've lost that fire in their belly. They've lost that burning desire for their product, whether it be, you know, the company's product's gone downhill. Maybe their customer service department has gone down. You know what I mean? There's going to be so many elements to throw at it. But what would be some things you would suggest to these individuals to pick them back up and to light that fire again?
Great question. There are a lot of things that change in life. And, you know, when you first start off in a particular company, in a particular industry, it may be red hot. And as time moves forward, technological changes, for example, may dictate, you know what? The audio cassette industry is not what it used to be. And if you're in audio cassette sales or even CD sales, well, they're going the way of the buggy whip or the wooden nickel. And so you always have to be reevaluating, okay, am I in the right, do I have the right product? Am I with the right company? And am I in the right industry? Another example is the publishing industry. Newspapers are also going the way of the buffalo. I think that, you know, in 20 years, I don't know if you'll be able to buy a printed newspaper. It might be all online. And I'm not judging that good or bad. I'm saying, well, that's the reality. And if you love selling paper, well, or paper to newspapers, well, maybe you need to take a look at this isn't the right industry. Or maybe you're with a company that started off great, but then didn't keep up in the technology field. I believe there's a company that the Palm Pilot used to be the leader. And now they're sort of dwindling, but companies like Apple and Google are taking over those kind of sales for handheld devices and handheld communications. So you have to look at the company. Is the company right? And then finally, you have to look at, do I even love selling this product or selling this service? And reevaluate. Now, the good news is if you are in sales and you've successfully sold before, you should be able to understand that those skills can be transferable and that if you really understand what selling is, it's really helping people to discover what they need and then providing what they need. And so that means you have to be good at asking questions and listening. There's a myth out there that the people who are great salespeople have the gift of gab, when the truth is the greatest salespeople have the gift of asking great questions and demonstrate they are listening and reflecting back to people and understanding what their needs are and helping them to articulate what would solve their needs through questions. And so if you can learn to use the Socratic method in selling, you'll always have a employable skill. And then you can take a look at the industry you're in and see if it's right, the company you're with and see if it's the right company, and even the right product or service, and make a switch. if that's what's in line for you.